Standing on the steps of City Hall Saturday morning, Plattsburgh Democratic mayoral candidate Mark Tiffer introduced five of the six Democrats in the race for Common Council. He says the candidates represent diverse backgrounds and are the decisive leaders the city needs.
They know the issues that are facing the city of Plattsburgh will not be easy to solve. We will work with city unions to come to fair agreements for all. We will increase economic development. We can make Plattsburgh an economic powerhouse.
The candidates stepped up to introduce themselves and explain why they are running. Most have not run for office before, but have been active politically. Ward 1 candidate Rochelle Armstrong, a retired educator and writer, says city officials need to collaborate more with their town and county counterparts and attract more business to the south end of the city.
We're facing serious challenges as a city, and we need to be proactive and aggressive in seeking solutions. We need to plan for responsible growth and seek ways of attracting small businesses and tourism to our area.
Ward 5 candidate Becky Casper, a former city Democratic chair, says four themes drive her vision for the future of the city: collaboration, investment, innovation, and development.
I am, as are all of these candidates, committed to fiscal sustainability as well as environmental sustainability. We're not thinking of just throwing money, taxpayer money, at pie-in-the-sky ideas, but to do what other cities have done, which is to innovate, and by doing so, bring more revenue to the city.
Ward 4 candidate Paul O'Connell, a Department of Corrections retiree who was born and raised in the city, said he wants to give back by discussing issues directly and with an open-door policy. Ward 6 candidate Joshua Kretzer is a designer who owns a studio in the center city.
We have a number of community action groups, most of which I'm involved with, working together to try to find what needs to happen here in Plattsburgh to continue to attract and retain young professionals, to find what will make our area the most desirable location for people to come, to live, to stay.
Ward 2's Mike Kelly, an IBM engineer, served on the Common Council from 2008 to 2010. He decided to return to city politics because he believes the city has yet to tap its potential.
Look at the lake. Look at the beautiful park here. This is representative of what our city is all about in all six wards. We want to take it to the next level, and we already got the infrastructure in many ways. Let's make this the greenest, cleanest, most forward-thinking city in New York State.
City Democratic Committee member Patty Bentley noted that Ward 3 candidate Justin Meyer was unable to attend because he was at his brother's wedding.
He is very aware that the infrastructure of the city needs some direct attention. I think he's very aware of the issues with arbitration and the fact that, you know, we've been mired in legal issues with many of our public workers. So I think his legal background will be a huge benefit.
The current mayor, Republican Donald Kasperzak, announced on April 23rd that he would not seek re-election to another three-year term and will step aside at the end of the year. No Republican candidates have yet entered the mayor's race, nor the campaign for a Common Council. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.